Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 17. Are we there? Boy, this is good. It says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master." That was two whammies right there. "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So he asked about what he should have eternal life, but Jesus talks to him how he greeted him. I thought that was interesting. "And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." So he answers the guy's question. He eventually answered the questions, right? But he first dealt with how he greeted him. We shouldn't be greeting anybody by calling them good, good master, or good anything. He says there's only one good. That's God is good. Now, we're not just talking about you can call somebody, oh, they play good, that's a good man. Though that's fine. But whenever you make it a greeting, that's where it's wrong. See, he greeted Jesus as good master. So that was the problem. He was calling Jesus good, but Jesus said only God is good. So that was a little interesting, wasn't it? But he still answers the man's question and told him to keep the commandments. And what's those commandments? That we should believe on the Son of God. So he answers the questions, he deals with the issue, and he answers a question. Wow. So what should we be doing when we're addressing people? I want to go back to Psalms 111, verse 9. It says, "He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name." So the fourth thing that we should not call people, you know what I'm going to say? Who knows what I'm saying?
Holy and reverend.
Reverend. We should never address a man as reverend. And we'll get to it here right now. Well, we see it says holy and reverend is his name. Reverend you will find only one time in the King James Bible. And it's used in term only when it's referred to God himself. So, look at this verse for me. Look at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. We're going to cover a few scriptures right now that is so important. I want you to please write these down, because I want you to do your study, because some of you may not even agree with me on this, but this is why you have to study. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Write that down. Isaiah 42, verse 8. It says, "I am the Lord," all caps. That's talking about God, the Holy One. "That is my name. And I, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Think about that verse. We told you the definition of name means glory. Whenever we call someone reverend, we are sharing that glory with the man that was only given to God. I want you to think about that. He says, "I am the Lord. That is my name."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.